To the very end of the race, it was hard to tell who would claim the title of St. Petersburg's next mayor. Supporters said the success of Bill Foster's win was the result of many hours of hard work. At his victory party, he was a celebrity. After Foster announced, "We won," his fans chanted their affection. It was obvious those who supported Foster really do like him. Karen Mullins lives in the district he represented as a council member. Mullins feels Foster will lead with a vision that is best for the entire city.
He has worked very hard from being chair of nuisance abatement to continuing even after his term with city council was over. He continued to work for the neighborhoods of St. Petersburg. And I think he will continue to do that without being divisive. I think he will continue to take it on the path that we're on, which I think is a good path.
Foster and his supporters celebrated last night at Ferg's Sports Bar on Central Avenue. It was an ideal location because Ferg sits in the middle of two structures that represent two of the top issues in the campaign, baseball and police. Mark Marland, the president of the Suncoast Police Benevolent Association, says the PBA endorsed Foster because he shares many of the same crime-fighting philosophies.
Bill goes with a broken window theory, which is don't let the small things add up, get on the small things immediately. We agree with that.
Marlin said Foster's support for a less restrictive police chase policy was another reason for winning the association's endorsement. Foster is making a drastic career change. He has worked for the last 20 years as an attorney with his father in a modest law firm. As mayor, Foster will manage the fourth largest city in the state as the chief administrator. He will be boss to more than 3,600 municipal employees. Foster has been focused on winning, so much that when asked, "When does your new job start?" he wasn't sure, but his wife Wendy was.
I don't, sometime
January
in January 2nd.
Yeah.
We weren't looking ahead. I didn't book, my calendar is actually clear for tomorrow. We weren't looking past today, and you fight. We knew it was close, and you fight to the end.
With their arms around each other, Foster gave his wife a kiss, and the supporters applauded. Maybe that's why he won, because according to Watson Haynes and his sister, Elnora Scott, Foster is genuine.
Exactly. He was honest, yes. And people believed him. He
right.
Wasn't playing games.
A man of faith. I mean, a real person. We got to talk to him, and you could tell by what he was saying, the goodness that was coming out of his heart, by what he was saying and what he was doing. And I just love the fact that he's a man of God. We're just very, very blessed to have a man like him to be the mayor.
Haynes and Scott were both born and raised in the city. Another deciding factor for them was Foster's commitment to Midtown, a once neglected part of the city that is transforming into a growing economic community. For the past 2 weeks, Foster used television and at least 3 mass mailings, which may have persuaded undecided voters. Or maybe it was the dictionary definition of his last name that made a difference. Foster, to develop something good. The now mayor-elect says he knows why he won.
All the supporters that really rallied behind me. We had a good message, a positive message, but, there's 47% of the people that weren't sure of me, and I've got to go out there and not try to please everybody. That's not the goal, but you try to earn their trust. And we won't agree on everything, but as long as they know that I have the best interest of the city at heart, I think that's what people expect.
Towards the end of his victory speech, a tall, proud figure walked into the crowded room. Foster pointed, and while heads and cameras turned to view, he introduced his soon-to-be predecessor. Foster proclaimed he'll have some very big shoes to fill. Literally, Mayor Rick Baker, who endorsed his protege, wears a size 14. Baker said he's going to miss it all. However,
I couldn't be more happy with Bill Foster. He's going to be a great leader for our city. He wants to move us forward, continue the progress we've made. I feel absolutely confident he will be able to do that.
Almost 30% of the city's registered voters participated in yesterday's race. In a phone call with Nancy Whitlock from the Pinellas County Supervisor of Elections Office, this number is within range of typical voter turnout for a municipal election. Gus Priest, originally from New York, now calls St. Petersburg his retirement home. Priest shared a common sentiment of the evening.
I think it's going to be a very interesting few years for St. Petersburg, and I'm glad Bill Foster is going to be there.
Foster mentioned that public safety is an issue that is immediately on his agenda. He plans on meeting with Chief of Police Chuck Harmon so community policing can be restored once he takes office. Reporting from St. Petersburg for WMNF News, I'm Caroline Ciesla.